Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio. It's 808. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. And we go to our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, where we are joined by the resident vice president of Norfolk Southern, Rudy Husband, this morning. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what is the latest on the derailment as far as how long is it going to take to get it cleaned up?
Well, we overnight we did not make as much progress as we had hoped. So we're still looking at probably another 24 hours to remove the derailed cars and the containers. And then we have about 400 to 600 feet of track on either one of the tracks to restore. Before we're going to be in a position to start running trains again through that area.
Is it too early to determine what it was that caused the derailment?
Yeah, it is. When a derailment occurs, we look at it in kind of three broad areas. What were the track conditions? What were the mechanical conditions of the cars and the locomotives? And then, you know, how was the train being handled by the crew? And as we start the process of cleaning up, we have people on scene. We have investigators that are collecting all that information to come up with, you know, a determination of what caused the derailment. But that typically takes a lot of time.
Yeah, Rudy, I mean, we've had a lot of landslides around here with the wet weather we've had so far this year. And, of course, there is a history of rock slides along that stretch of tracks going through the south side. So it certainly makes you wonder if the track was undermined or in peril in some concern. I'm assuming you all did not have any prior indication of anything like that.
No, we did not. And right now we're not looking. We don't believe that a slide led to the derailment. Now, like you say, there was a lot of rain. You know, as part of our investigation, we'll look at you know, like I said, the track conditions and the substructure. And, you know, maybe there was like a potential washout or something like that. But at this point, that's something we don't think is a likely cause.
In the meantime, there was, by the grace of God, no one injured in what was otherwise an extremely busy day down in the city and over there in Station Square.
You're absolutely right. Where this happened, you know, the saying that it could have been worse really applies here, that given the T and where our tracks are and how the cars came to be, we are fortunate.
And these are containers on the back of piggybacks, if you will, a lot of these that have derailed. Do you have to actually empty those containers, or can your cranes pick them up loaded?
The containers that are intact, and there are 9 containers that we are going to have to offload from the cars, and we will put those onto truck chassis on Carson Street and take them over to our intermodal yard in Pitcairn. The containers that are too heavily damaged just to put on truck chassis, we'll load them onto low boys and strap them in and again, take them over to Pitcairn to be dealt with.
It looks like some heavy lifting and a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, we have two derailment contractors that are working on either end of the derailment, plus we have a big industrial crane in the middle that will start picking off the containers and the cars. One of the things we had to wait on was the Port Authority to de-energize its overhead catenary line. because one of the cars is very close to that, and they just did that within the last half hour or so. And we will go in and cut that line so we can get the cars out of the way, and then as part of the cleanup process, we'll restore it. And hopefully in the next day or two, the T will be back up and running.
Well, we appreciate your time and for the update, Rudy. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Rudy Husband, Resident Vice President, Norfolk Southern Railroad.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.